You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Multidimensional Health with Dr. Tony provides a truly holistic overview of health and vital well-being that will assist you in living your best life. Each week, she brings you fascinating topics about the Law of Attraction, Eastern medicine, as well as energy medicine that will help you to release physical and emotional blocks. It's time to create a truly magical life, full of abundance, health, love, and happiness. Dr. Tony has the answers you have been waiting for.
Welcome to Multidimensional Health with Dr. Tony. I'm excited you're joining me today because I have a very simple and easy technique to share with you to question your thoughts, to question what you believe is an amazing gift you can give yourself, and you can have it all the days of your life. The answers you need are always inside you, just waiting to be heard. And this technique will help you to get to the answers that you need. But before we get started, I want to share with you great news. I am so happy and excited to share with you that my new course, How to Use Spices to Boost Health and Overcome Disease, is finally ready to be purchased. I've been working so hard on this course, and I'm happy that it's finally done. It makes a perfect gift for the holidays, so check it out. It is full of wonderful ideas on how to use spices, not only medicinally, but also how to cook with them. And the beauty of this is that you will own the course forever. So when I add new tips and handouts, they will be there for you for free. So check it out and get ready to discover the medicinal magic in your kitchen. The URL for the class is http://bsinboy.itsintom.lsinlove.y/healing-spices-tony-camacho. And that's Tony with an I. Or you can go to my website. It's on the main page. My website is www.dsindavidrsandrosetonywithanicamacho.com. Okay, so why is it important to question your thoughts? The human mind is always processing the world around it. Each day is a non-stop bombardment of thoughts, questions, and observations. If all these thoughts were empowering, non-stop thinking wouldn't be an issue. But the problem is that often our thoughts lead us to be adrift, or they bring us down, or they obstruct our ability to do things we care about. While it's true that you experience each of your thoughts, they don't always represent what's true about the world. Most of the time, your thoughts are just a story you tell yourself to make sense of the world. They're all based on your interpretations of the world around you. And that interpretation is created based on the people that you grew up with, the school that you went to, everybody in your environment. So they're not some universal truth about reality. So questioning your thoughts and coming to a turnaround, which is basically a sentence expressing the opposite of one believes, is a form of self-directed cognitive therapy, and it has helped many thousands of people to get out of the mental ruts and improve their quality of lives, reduce anxiety and depression. And an important advantage of this process is that it's easy to learn. I have found that most of the people I work with and I taught this to can use it effectively on their own after just a little guidance and coaching. So I'm very happy that Grace Liang is here to share with us how the simple process works. Hi, Grace. Welcome back to the show. I am really happy that you're joining us again. We're about to end the year, and I know you're going to bring us a lot of good information so we can start the new year in our best way that we can. Welcome.
Yeah, thank you so much. Yes, what a year, 2020.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, so usually at end of the year, I would do a lot of kind of debrief, summarize like what we have achieved, you know, how many plan or goal we have really accomplished, and then most important, what we learned, right? Mm-hmm. So actually, I found I'm very good at put you under the spotlight. So
know you love doing that.
I know. So actually, I would put you under the spotlight a couple of times. First one, I have a random question. If just use one word to describe your 2020, what that would be?
One word.
Or two or three, a phrase. How about that?
No, I mean, I have one word. I'm just trying to figure out. Because the first thing that comes to my mind, I said inwards, because that's what I did. I just went in. I just don't know if that's the right word to use, but I, you know, that's all I did. It just challenged me to go inside and see what was going on. You know, all the distractions were gone. You know, I didn't have to drive the traffic, and I mean, I still had work, but there was a lot of time to sit down and say, okay, who am I? Where am I going? What am I doing? Am I happy? You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. That's a really good one. I think mine will be rest.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's not just physically rest, although I'm really tired. I need a nap. But I think most it's a spiritually and emotionally mm-hmm. rest. Just believe life supports me. Mm-hmm. Just believe there is a higher power, which is, I believe God is there, holding everything in place. Mm-hmm. And keep me safe and healthy. So yeah, because worry really can make people, I mean, physically sick.
Oh yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
Yeah.
I think that's what I tell my clients a lot. It's like, you know, you can eat all the organic food and take all the herbs that you want, but if you're stressed, you're only going to create organic stress, you know, in your body. You know, so regardless of how healthy you are.
Yeah. Organic. I like that one. Yes. Yesterday I went to get a massage, and then my masseuse said, oh, your body is so tight this time. What's going on? I'm like, as you know, I recently get married and bought mm-hmm. a house. There's a whole set of new family, you know, 4 stepkids need to take care of. So my body was so tense, so tight. Mm-hmm. So that's a reminder, is our body never lied to us.
Yes.
You know, although you say, yeah, I'm good, I'm pretty centered, but your body can tell you're not.
And we don't even feel it. We're so used to it. One of the things that I did when I was going inwards is like, well, what do I want to feel? Where do I want to be? And I couldn't pin down until I realized, it's like, oh, I want this big thing off my shoulder to be gone. I didn't even know I had it there. You know, I just want mm-hmm. to go and feel like, you know.
Totally. So on the same note, today actually we want to look into more, we call this unknown, which is in our subconscious mind. What kind of thing have been hindering us to move to the direction we want to? Or a lot of time in our life we like, oh, I know I need to do that, mm-hmm. but I just couldn't. And you sometimes you think, oh, I'm just not that self-disciplined. I'm just not that smart. Okay. It's not true. It's all because there is a core limiting belief underneath. Mm-hmm. And every time when you validate that core limiting belief, you become in action. You can't do anything with it. Yes. Kind of like, you know, I believe that, so I can't do anything. Mm-hmm. So today, I'm going to introduce you old work with a little new twist. So I don't remember which interview we did. We talked about Baron Katie's The Work, mm-hmm. right?
Yes.
The 4 questions. Did we talk mm-hmm. about that? I think we did, right? Yes.
I don't think we have talked about it on the show, but I'm very familiar with it. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So basically Baron Katie believes all the sufferings in our mind comes from the story we tell us. Mm-hmm. This is very true. It is not the reality. Mm-hmm. Although we believe that is the reality, mm-hmm. but that's only a story we tell us. So basically, she teaches people how to question mm-hmm. your belief. And it is a very powerful tool, which is you can go very deep and then you do a turnaround at the end. And you're like, oh, actually, it is really not true. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, today I want to, again, I will put you under the spotlight. We're going to use this framework to do 4 questions. But at end, I want to add a twist is with this one called REM, which is you have experienced before. Mm-hmm. REM is R-I-M stands for Regenerate Image Memory, mm-hmm. which is developed by Dr. Deborah Sandula. Mm-hmm.
Well, she was on my show a couple of weeks ago.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I love her.
Yeah, I love her too. It was a great show. Yeah.
Yeah, very cool. So let's just directly get to there. So the first question I want you to think about is, what is a very stressful situation or question in your current life now? Under the spotlight.
I know. Okay, let's see. Let's talk about food, which I'm struggling a little bit. You know, it's the holidays and with COVID, I'm at home alone and, you know, it gets darker sooner. So I have this challenge of I have more time. And so then I want to kill it by eating, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess one difficult thing is that I could say, and I'm going to exaggerate it, that it's I have to have a bag of chips every day. Even though they're organic, it's not right.
Gotcha. Okay, so the question one, before I ask you this question, I want to explain to everybody. So this question can literally change your life if you constantly ask yourself. So just be still, take deep breath, and then ask yourself, so is this thought, is it true?
No. Well, my body says it is. But I know my mind says it's not. My body says, okay, to eat one bag of chips, small bag.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, good. So now we move to question two. Okay. So this is another opportunity to open your mind to go deeper into the unknown, to mm-hmm. find answers that live at least beneath what we think we know. Okay, that's why your mind and your body doesn't agree. We're going to mm-hmm. go deeper to see if you can find, okay? So can you absolutely know it's true?
Mm-mm, no.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Okay, so question number three. Then how do you react? What happens when you believe that thought that you have to eat a bag of chips every day? So with this question, you begin to notice internal causes and effect.
Mm-hmm.
You can see that when you believe the thought, there is a this turbulence that can range from mild discomfort to fear or panic.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you feel?
Well, if I couldn't have my bag of chips, I think it's a comfort. So if I didn't have my bag of chips, I wouldn't have that comfort, you know, that I find from it. You know, it's just nice sitting down and watching TV and then having my little bag of chips. I don't even have to be hungry. And that's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
It's not hunger. It's definitely not hungry because I could just have dinner. I think it's an association to sitting down, relaxing, and I want the comfort. And so not having my bag of chips will feel like I don't have the comfort that I want or that I need.
Yeah. So to summarize, is this bag of chips represent comfort. Without mm-hmm. it, will be discomfortable for
exactly.
you.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then usually if we dig deeper, they always come down to a certain type of fear.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's see what else we can go. So when you notice this, how do you treat yourself? You believe you have to eat a bag of chips every day.
Well, I probably believe that I'm giving myself a treat. That's what I tell myself. But the truth is not, because it impacts my health. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, blood sugar goes up and I start gaining weight. And so it's not... Even though it's a small bag of chip and they're organic and have good salt or whatnot, it's still not the right thing to eat. So, you know, my body doesn't do well with it. And I gain mm-hmm. weight. That's the first thing. Like right now, I gained 3 pounds.
I'm feeling you. Okay, so question number four. For this one, this is the part we start to... with REM twist. So just gently close your eyes. And your imagination brings an image of you who no longer believes that thought that you had to eat a bag of chips every day. And just notice Just notice this new you. How do you look?
I look good. Yeah, I look good. Physically, I look good and I'm glowing and I just look healthy.
Good. But how do you feel?
I feel free and relaxed and just light.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what do you notice? Just jump into this new you. Mm-hmm. Live as this new you. Let me know where you are.
Well, I'm in the kitchen, ironically. But I'm in the kitchen, not cooking or anything, just making like more herbs, and which is where I find my joy. You know, it's just like making more products and just doing my business and being happy doing that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So how does that feel now you're in the kitchen with this new you?
It feels free.
Mm-hmm. Good. So now, continue sensing as this new you, which doesn't believe you have to eat a bag of chips every day and in the kitchen making the herbs, and looking back the current you in the chair. Mm-hmm. And what needs to be spoken, you can speak now. For example, you can say, what I want to tell you is,
what I want to tell you is that everything, it's okay and everything will be okay. And just need to find that comfort in what you love to do, which is the chemistry of the plants and working with the plants and creating the magic that comes from those plants and helping people heal with them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And when you do that, what you're going to feel is
light and no tension and just joy.
Yeah. And what I feel the joy of my life the most is
just being and feeling that joy, just enjoying that joy, because it's always there. I'm not paying attention to it. I'm distracted by other negative stuff or the chips or whatnot. So just enjoy that. That joy is in my body. I just need to embrace it and feel it.
Yeah. Then find that joyous feeling in your body. Where is it?
It's actually in my heart, but it's also, it's almost like coming up.
Mm.
So it's just fluid coming up and down.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What's the color?
It's different colors. It's kind of like an orange kind of, and then white and pink, kind of like a cloud, you know, like changing colors going up and down.
Mm. How does that feel?
Oh, it feels really good. Yeah. All the way to, it's all the way to my head, all the way to the crown chakra. It's really nice.
Good. Then just soak into this very good feeling, like all those rainbow colored clouds just move freely through your whole body. Just take it in and let me know when it's complete.
Well, it's complete, but I don't want to leave it. Because it feels really good. Why do I want to leave it?
Totally. Okay, good. So this is just one example. So Tony, how about this? You just been putting under this spotlight. So you did this exercise by yourself. How do you feel before and after? Did you get any insights?
I think the biggest insight is to find, whenever I feel that need for comfort, is to do what I feel joy with, instead of finding joy in the chips. You know, there's other things. There are alternative things that bring me joy. You know, I think I grew up associating that the chips with comfort, and that started us at a very young age. And it's funny, it's a family thing, because now I see my mom doing the same thing to my nephew, who's a baby, and she's not baby, but like 8 year olds, and she's raising him, and it's like, here's your chips, you know, at the end of the day, so you can watch TV and sit down and relax. It's almost like I learned to associate being relaxed at the end of the day with that. Some people associate coffee with it, or tea, or whatnot, and in my family, it was a bag of chips. And so, but there are many other things that bring joy. And so I think this exercise, what brought me the awareness is like, well, I found joy also on when I'm in the kitchen, you know, not necessarily with making herbs, which I do, but also cooking, you know, and you have the same joy as I do. You know, we love cooking. We love creating. It's a very creative process. So I think what I need to do is next time when it gets dark at 4 o'clock, which is getting dark right now, 4:30 or so, it's like, instead of sitting, I'm like, the sun is going down, so I stop working and I go sit down, so I don't have to, you know, I can just go and cook or create something for my son, you know, like doesn't have to be chips or anything, but maybe dinner, you know, something positive, or create a lotion, or, you know, do something that brings me
very good. So we only did about like few minutes. You already get all those realizations. So this one actually really review everybody is, we do have a pattern. We have a pattern, and we go back to the roots, as you say, you know, the family has that, because when you were little, that's a pattern. When you grow up like adult women, you didn't even realize that's a pattern, how they cause. And now, you know, actually you don't have to run by the pattern. You have a choice. So perfect. Yes, good job.
Because your body has been conditioned, not just your mind. And so it's a feedback. Your body triggers your mind, and then your mind creates more thoughts that gets your body going, and it's just going and going and going, you know. But this is a great process, Grace. So do you recommend that people apply it like every day, or do they have to like retreat and then go and think about it? Or can it be done on the spot? Like, let's say that this evening I'm going to go get my bag of chips. Should I stop and do the process?
Yes, you can. I think this is, as we did, it's quick and easy, right? You run through the whole thing, probably no more than, we say, 5 to 10 minutes. Okay, of course, you can go really, really deep. I mean, we only scratched the surface. So yeah, you can do right at the spot, or when you do meditation, or whatever the time you have quiet time, you could just think about, okay, so I have this thing about money, and then you write down what's your stressful belief or thoughts or situation, and just work from there. And just always make sure you really close your eyes, really use your word inward, and then see what you can find, because seriously, your body and your conscious mind want to tell you so much.
Tail there. I know, my cat is in the way.
The cat, how to say that? The cat is out of the
out of the bag.
Okay, you know, very cool.
I think your process, using Byron Katie's questions is great, because I think we forget that truth is really relative. It's all about perception, right? And what we think is true, it's like, it's our truth. It doesn't mean that it's true at all. And it's a very relative thing. And we just don't question it. And even when we do, I ran into with clients when I said, is it true? Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Okay, you know, can you be 100% sure that it is true? Like, no doubt. If another person was living through it, will it be the? And they get said and that it is true. But the truth is that is not. You know, nothing is 100% truth. It's your truth. And it might not even be your truth. You know, like you said, it might be based on a limiting belief. So questioning it's very, very important. I think it's the start of healing, you know, questioning what you believe and sometimes what you feel, you know?
Yeah. So the last one I want to say is, when you just bring it up, in fact, we need to really distinguish what is a fact, what is a truth. A lot of people confuse with this too. What we see the reality, we thought those are the truths. No, there may be fact. Like, oh, I got laid off. That's a fact.
I see.
But the truth is, you still are a successful, outstanding person in your field.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's the truth, because you have been successful. Da da. So often when we struggle is we cannot mix fact and truth. We forgot mm-hmm. what is the truth. And the truth is all about love.
Yes.
Love yourself, love the world, love others.
Oh, I really like that. I like the distinguishing between the facts and the truth, because maybe when I ask my clients, can you be absolutely sure that it's true? They're thinking about a fact and not the whole. So yeah, that's a great, because facts are there. You're right. You know, and mm-hmm. yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
I like good. That a lot. Yeah.
Good, good. Okay. So that's all I have for today.
Okay. That's great. Well, thank you, Grace. This was great. I'm glad that you joined us. It was awesome. And this is, as always, a great technique and a great tip for us to learn how to, manage our emotions and our feelings and everything that we need.
You're so welcome. Your cat is so cute. And thank you so much for having me.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you all for joining me today. I hope you find the information we share with you very useful. And remember, check out my new course, How to Use Spices to Heal and Prevent Disease. And you can find it at http://bsinboyitsintony.lsinloveyt/healingspices-tony-camacho. Or go to my website at www.dsanddavidrsandrosetonywithanicamacho.com. It's an amazing online class, so check it out, and I will see you next week.
Thank you for tuning into Multidimensional Health Show. For more information or to schedule a private consultation, go to www.drtonycamacho.com. Have a great week.